Well, you know, in a game like this, or any game, you know, your competition is going to, you know, you got to respect the way Akron played. And obviously, you know, they're a very good, well-coached team, and they're pretty athletic. We were lucky that we were able to get them in some foul trouble. But I thought going inside early, even though we missed some easy shots in the first half, although the kids bounced back the second half and responded the right way, sort of M.O., I don't know why we were coming out so slow and not attacking, you know, the way we should. But again, I said, when you're missing easy shots, it's kind of contagious. And all of a sudden, you can't really kind of lose that energy. Everybody's kind of deflated. And then we started turning the ball over the way we did in the first half. But we recovered. We were able to get the win. Akron has a lot, you know, the teams we're playing are pretty good teams, and they've played some very talented teams. And I don't know, we just got to start shooting the ball better from the free throw line. And just, you know, again, we bounced back for 62% after shooting 28%. It may have been the worst shooting we've had in a long time. So, but glad to get the win. Questions?
Well, what can be done to kind of correct those slow starts in a couple weeks with two crucial road games of Big Ten players back there?
Well, hopefully we have DeVoe back, and I think our ball handling will improve then. That would be one thing. I think we just got to keep working at it. We just got to work at I don't know that we're – because you got to make sort of get in your press and get in your – you know, when you're always retreating and you're always on the trying to get back because you – took a bad shot or turned it over, and that's what was happening in the first half here. That's when you're the most vulnerable in transition, and they found people early in transition for open shots. So what can we do? We just, you know, with exams, we'll have some time maybe to work on one-on-one. We'll get to work on some of the areas that individual players need to improve on, like their free throw shooting. It's nothing you can – you just got to do it. I mean, you got to get guys in there, maybe change their mechanics or change their – whatever we have to correct, we have to correct. And then we have to, just do some ball handling. Because what happens during the season like this, you're playing really not, and everything is usually a team practice, and you're not getting any individual workout in.
What do you think when you see 17 offensive rebounds in the first half and you're down five?
I know. I was like, wow. And we were out rebounding them by a wide margin in the first half, and I just couldn't believe we were down five. But again, I looked at the shooting percentage. You know, the shooting percentage is a good indicator that you. And you know, we were slapping at the ball, one hand trying to dunk a ball that you had no chance of dunking. We should just go up and grab it and just take it up strong. Just easy chippy shots, trying to one hand things. And I thought once we realized, hey. Well, once we told them, hey, look, fellas, grab it with two hands. Take it up strong. You know, be patient. You know, pause and get yourself, gather yourself, and go up strong. It's that's it. No, no, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Trevor said that in the first half, initially, you put him down on the bench and kind of told him to play with more energy. And you think you got the message the second half?
Yeah, I think he realized he wasn't playing hard, and he's a big part of Al. I mean, everybody's out there supposed to be playing hard, and so when you're not, I was wondering if something else was on his mind, something was, you know, distracting. You never know. I mean, guys have personal things that are going on in their life. You know, you want to know if, you know, what's causing this. So let's gather yourself. You know, give you a chance to kind of, you know, clear your head and get back out there and do what we know you're capable of doing. And it gives another guy, you know, a chance to get out there. And I think we put Colton in the game at the time, and he gave us some energy as well.
What do you think of Rodney's game?
I was impressed with Rodney. Rodney's had some good practices the last 2 days. He's practiced extremely well. He's healthy, and that's another thing. I think the health part is more. You know, it's more psychological. You know, I got to fight. If I do have ache or pain, I've got to be able to fight through it. And he's attacking the rim. He's not settling for a jump shot. You know, he's really been working on taking the ball to the basket because he hadn't been shooting the ball very well from the outside, and he certainly hadn't been making any threes. at shooting. You know, so those are the things that he needs to. And so I think he's starting to understand this is how I'm going to. This is how I can help the team, and this is where I can be most, where I can be beneficial.
Do you expect? I mean, if he plays like that, do you think it'll still be, you know, 33 minutes a game? Is that about right?
Well, you know, if he's playing well, he'll get more minutes. That's for sure. You know, he hadn't been playing well, so you earn what you get. And so we knew he was playing well. He had good energy. He was playing both ends of the court. So yeah.
He was on the boards with 10 rebounds.
Pardon me?
He was on the boards with 10 rebounds. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, for him, that's
absolutely
a whole different aspect.
Absolutely, because he hadn't done that in a long. I don't think he's ever done that.
High school.
Yeah, you're right. So he's then getting his first double double he's had here. So obviously, the first time he's had, you know, 10 rebounds. And it's something that he should do on a consistent basis, being double figure rebounding. And that's what we've been trying to get him to do, you know, ever since he's been here. I mean, because that's what he's capable of doing.
You play with a lot of different lineups and rotations. Is that something you're just kind of trying to see which bigs work with which backcourt?
Well, I was just trying to find the right, you know, who was going to give the energy, who was going to make shots inside and look down there and just, you know, and who could finish and who's going to defend. You know, we really talked about getting up on the screen because that's where a lot of the threes are coming from. You know, the perimeter guys are trying to fight around screens, and teams are really – they utilize the screens extremely well. They set a screen, and they rescreen, and then they penetrate, and they pitch it, and we suck in. So we got to get the postman up there. I thought in the second half we did a better job of being more aggressive and hedging on the pick and roll, and I thought that's why we were able to hold them and shut them down in the second half better. Yeah. Yeah, he probably plays next. You know, it gives him another week to get that foot healthy and probably get his legs back under. So we're gonna bust him pretty good the next few days. He doesn't know that, but he'll know tomorrow. I mean, because he hadn't really been working very much. So we got to get his legs and his lungs back, and that's a good time to do it. You know, without a lot of contact. You know, he can do a lot of treadmill work, a lot of biking. And a lot of individual one-on-one where he doesn't have to have contact. Okay? Thank you.
Good day. Is it snowing out there?